Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Judy, good morning, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I did. Good morning to you, David.
Well, there is more on the New York State Senate District, the 46th district, that is, and this is one of those races that could determine who controls the New York State Senate, the Democrats or Republicans. And I see the latest vote counting has brought the tally between the Republican George Amador and the Democrat Cecilia Kacik much closer.
Right. It's 112 votes at this point. The race in the 46th Senate district, still too close to call, is heading back to court and maybe to a protracted legal battle. After counting paper ballots in Albany, Schenectady, Greene, and Montgomery counties last week, George Amador moved ahead by about 920 votes. On Monday and Tuesday, Kacik came storming back with the help of paper ballots from Ulster County, which she won easily in the initial balloting. In total, more than 9,000 paper ballots have been counted, in addition to more than 116,000 votes cast on Election Day. The race now hinges on fewer than 1,000 paper ballots that have been laid aside as a result of legal objections from lawyers for the two candidates. Both sides are scheduled to appear in court on Thursday before Montgomery County Supreme Court Judge Guy Tomlinson, who will determine how to proceed with the disputed ballots. It's not clear how the judge will resolve these contested votes, although his previous orders have been designed to get a result as fast as possible. The longer this race remains without a winner, the longer the state Senate will remain without a clear majority. Whoever wins this district, which was created this year to be the 63rd Senate seat, will likely emerge with control of the chambers.
Turning to a story now about commemoration, and folks of Ukrainian ancestry or just people interested in history will be interested in this story.
Yeah, this is in outside of Amsterdam City Hall in Montgomery County yesterday. A small group of Ukrainian Americans reflected on the mass starvation forced on millions of their ancestors 80 years ago. Ukrainians around the world are commemorating the Holodomor, a genocide that claimed as many as 10 million people in 1932 and 1933 and was little noticed and not officially recognized for years. Ukrainian Americans nationwide are raising money to help pay for the maintenance of a new monument to be built in Washington next year. And Amsterdam's contingent is working to ensure nobody forgets what happened to their people. Later labeled by Ukraine as a deliberate terrorist act, the Joseph Stalin-led effort to quickly industrialize the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics led to communists confiscating grain and foodstuffs and ousting Ukrainian landowners from their farms. The group is selling black wristbands for $2 each in an effort to raise money to help maintain the memorial in Washington once it's built.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this or other stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.